There is such a sin, one such sin, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned in the Qur'an Hakim. And that sin has become a habit for us. And the habit, it's become such a habit that it's become like second nature for everybody, like a natural act. That, look at the hal, that the sin becomes like second nature or fitra for a person. And what are the effects of this sin? They are very dangerous indeed. Very dangerous. Just consider that it is a very severe disease, and all sins, the root of sins, meet with this sin. Whatever sin there is, batani, internal, external, all sins, they are linked and attached to this sin. And hasad, envy, lying, fraud, deceiving, taking people's money, doing dhulam, oppression, lying, breaking promises, and living a life without caution, doing fraud and greed of the world, and requiring worldly things, running after worldly things, and diseases, illnesses, a lot of illnesses, depression, etc. So, ajeeb sin this is. And if we ask somebody about physical illnesses, then this will also link up with them. If we ask somebody about physical illnesses, then they will all also link and connect to this sin. And this sin is very common, that it's become fitrah, natural, second nature. For us, and what is that sin? That sin is being ungrateful, unthankful. Washkuruli wala takfurun, that the Quran has stated. That do my shukr. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be ungrateful, don't be unthankful. This is a very big sin, very big sin. And it's become such a habit, being ungrateful, unthankful, always ungrateful, always unthankful. And who are we unthankful to? To our Rabb, Allahu Akbar. Not a small thing. That a person who is ungrateful to his Rabb, then what will he be with the human beings? We hear this statement regularly, don't we? So what will that person be with others, with other human beings, if he's ungrateful to his Lord? And the reason, the actual root cause for us to be far from Allah, that person cannot be connected with Allah. He cannot be close to Allah who is ungrateful. Remember this. You can do all ibadat, worship, but you cannot achieve. Because a person, if he is grateful, then he will have the success. Say subhanAllah. You listen to what I'm saying, or are you sleeping? That we've just done dhikr, we should be rejoicing. Yeah? Aren't we rejoicing due to the dhikr? That's why I'm bringing you awake, making you awake to reality. Our Hazrat, after dhikr, Hazrat would tell good things to the people. Share good things. So sometimes I fulfill this sunnah of my Shaykh as well. That we attain barakah due to this. That you thought, oh, we'll leave now, but I want to see you here and keep you here. So listen to what I'm saying and go, inshallah, it will be useful for you. So what's the point here? That a person cannot be a wali Allah or friend of Allah. He cannot be connected to Allah. He cannot strengthen his link with Allah, be close to Allah. That person who is ungrateful, unthankful, and we are all unthankful, ungrateful. That's why we are wretched. We think we'll get Allah's name from this action, from that action, from this masjid or a better masjid. I'll get Allah here or there. Allah Ta'ala says, I am not attained anywhere. If you want to attain me, it is in your heart. And only that heart which is thankful and grateful. Subhanallah. The Allah Ta'ala says, remember that verse? Are we going to be grateful to Allah from the tongue? The person who is thankful from his tongue, there's nifaq, hypocrisy. Oh, thank you very much. And in the heart he says, oh, I've got him. I've tricked him. I've taken his money. I have utilized him for what I needed. And he's winking other people at the same time. It happens in the dunya, isn't it? He says, yeah, I'm very thankful to him. I'm very grateful to you. And he says, hey, I've tricked him. I've lured him into the trap. So how can a person be close to Allah and be connected to Allah? How will our ibadah make us connected to Allah? Our ibadah are not khalis, pure. If we are not thankful to Allah, grateful to Allah, then how will we prostrate to him? How will we worship him? How can we praise him if a person is ungrateful? That's why I stated that that person is the biggest hypocrite who is not grateful to somebody else if that person is due the being thanked. And that's why our environment in the home, outside, is negative. We have never thought of being thankful to anyone, grateful. We don't know how to be grateful to somebody or to others. We don't even know who should we be grateful to and who should we not be grateful to. On which action is a big favor, what's their small favor. We don't know that how much of a favor of our mothers is upon us. Our mother, she gave birth to us, it's a duty to give us food, it's a duty to feed us, etc. We don't even know the favor of our wife upon us. This is the reality. We think the wife is someone on hire and just knock her around and just use her and abuse her and turf her out of the house, etc. And the woman doesn't know how to be grateful to her husband. That's it. She says, give me money. And she's arguing with him. She swears at his mother or sisters. And this continues. You don't give me a house. You don't give me this. You don't give me this. I want this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the most of the inhabitants of hell will be the women because they are ungrateful to their husbands. And who has told us these words? Think the women should be careful. This is all being grateful. Every man will go to Jahannam if he is what related to Allah, connected in, with regards to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says if he is ungrateful, and Allah Ta'ala said this as well in the Quran, very few people are there who are grateful to me. Very few people are there who are my friends, who are close to me. Not every man can be wali Allah, can he? Isn't it? Otherwise everyone will be. There are many who read Quran, who do sajda, who recite, who do dhikr, and going to the Kaaba, doing tawaf. When everyone comes back from Umrah and asks, was there rush? Oh, there was so much rush, it was difficult, I didn't get any space. So then everyone should be wali Allah. Isn't it? And if you go to Multazam, there's no space. Hajarul Aswad, nobody can give can kiss the Hajarul Aswad. Why? Because our concept is this. We have just considered deen as this, as an external deen, dhahiri deen. Do what you want, you'll be okay. Here, Allah says, a person who does tazkiyah, who follows the path of tazkiyah, he knows that there are two lines, and Allah Ta'ala is attained through the purity of the heart. Say, subhanallah, purity of the heart. What are you doing? Oh, I'm going to the wali Allah. Why? I'm going to learn dhikr from the wali Allah. Why do you want to learn dhikr? For what purpose? So this is the manzil, it's a step, it's the first step, the resource that will teach us to be grateful, that will connect us to Allah, introduce us to Allah, praise be to Allah, it will put reality into our hearts. This is what we got to learn. So what are we? And we are ungrateful to Allah? We are ungrateful to Allah? We are ungrateful to our sheikh? That same person? Yes, you won't believe what I'm saying, but this is the correct fact, that the student is ungrateful to his sheikh. So tell me, how can that person attain Allah's nearness? If he is ungrateful on that path through which Allah is attained, he is ungrateful to that guide through whom Allah Ta'ala is attained, those places he is ungrateful for where Allah Ta'ala is attained. Let's say you don't have qadr. Allah says in the Quran, you don't even appreciate the way you should have appreciated. And you want my nearness? Look at the Quran. Allah says that all the previous nations were ungrateful to me. I gave them ni'mas, I gave them treasures. Look at this nation, I gave them so many ni'mas. And how beautiful. Allah Ta'ala has revealed a verse in the Quran. Tell me. What a beautiful verse. Surah Ar-Rahman. The chapter. Allah Ta'ala has revealed. Surah Ar-Rahman. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. How Allah Ta'ala has reminded us and explained to us in this surah. Openly. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. Oh, ungrateful people. You have not even been grateful to me. Allah Ta'ala says. Can we not see this? Yes, but we listen to Abdul Basit's Qirat. Oh, he's reciting. Oh, he's very high. Oh, like this he's reciting. But the people who are listening are ungrateful. And the person who's maybe saying is ungrateful, who says, oh, I've heard this recitation. We don't realize. We don't realize the mistake we are making. Am I wrong or am I right, my friends? So, this is the scenario that we're in. If we want to get close to Allah, then be grateful and learn how to be grateful and sit with those who are grateful to Allah. Sit with those, take the company of those who are grateful to Allah. I saw in the company of my Hazrat, my Sheikh, a week he didn't eat, he was unwell, ill, there was nothing at home except for water. Allahu Akbar. And he didn't even tell anybody. And even then, he didn't complain, he didn't tell anyone. Somebody requested Hazrat, not that he's hungry, due to that illness, and being unwell, somebody said, Hazrat, should we do Jamaat at home? How will you go to the masjid? It's cold, and in our area, it's very extremely cold. Extremely cold. And in his dialect, Hazrat said, that I eat Allah Ta'ala's food, so shouldn't I be grateful to him? That I eat the roti, the bread Allah Ta'ala gives me, should I not be grateful to him? And he did not have bread for a week, no food for a week, Allahu Akbar. And there were tears in his eyes, and he was going towards the masjid. Why? Why? Because he was the lover of who? He had loved who? Allah. And he had loved Rasulullah. And the Prophet said to Aisha, should I not be the ashik of Allah? Should I love Allah? Only Allah doesn't become from kitabs and books. That he was an ashik of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. True ashik. Everything of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that everything, all the practice and the style and the method, mannerisms of Hazrat would meet with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muslim empty ashik. That if a person is not an ashik of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he's not the ashik of the Habib of Allah sallam, he could never get on the journey to Allah. And he was on this level that, subhanallah, the Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she was looking out for her Habib all night long. The Prophet was stood and praying and crying, and tears were rolling down from his eyes, and there was swelling on the blessed feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Quran doesn't tire praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praising Allah, reciting about the Sahaba. Allah says that you've seen the Sahaba's events in the previous kitabs, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his events are inscribed in the heavens. Such they've been written that Allah ta'ala said that, O angels, and Allah is calling out to the angels, then tell me how many angels will hear what Allah ta'ala is saying. If there's a king, when he calls out to the servants, then the servant, even on the lowest of the basement floors, will hear that my master's calling me the king. So if Allah, Rabbul Izzat, if he says, oh angels, then imagine how the angels will hear what Allah is saying. In the heavens, the earth, wherever they are, they will have heard. Millions and billions and trillions will say, Allah, labbaik, 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 ya Allah, our Lord. And then what is the message? Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Subhanallah. All the angels are trembling. I don't know, why is Allah calling out to us? Why is Allah calling us? What's the message that's coming? Inna Allah wa malaikatu. Allah says, oh my angels, I send durood on my Habib and Rahman. You also send the durood and Rahman. Say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadun wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that great shakhsiyat. Without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can we get to Allah? Every breath in Hazrat's, every breath was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. In every breath sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every breath that was exhaled, shukr of Allah, no food, no clothes, children ill, father ill, and mother ill, and bad situation, bad health, and pain in the body, and there was dust and soil around them, subhanallah. And he, subhanallah, this person, this happened, that happened, and wherever they went, the subhanallah, the stones, wherever he went, and the hiding in the caves, and what did the Rasulullah say? Shukr Allah, grateful to you, Allah, I'm grateful to you, Allah. And we are in his ummah. We need to follow in his footsteps. And our stomachs are full, our stomachs are out, we have wife at home, wife has everything at home. Oh, you haven't given this to me, I don't get this. And they have everything, oh, this did not occur, I have no money, we don't have business, we have nothing to sustain us. Oh, very bad scenario, very bad situation. And that ungratefulness, the result is that today from one country to the second country to the third country, mother, sister, father, we left everything. And this is being ungrateful, Allahu Akbar. What scenes, if I show you the scenes of being ungrateful, the Quran explains what a subject that's come today, eh? Due to dhikr, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala says, beware, how dare a person can never get close to me. And this is an ajeeb point here. Ajeeb point here, that a person, Allah has given hukum, be grateful to me. Be grateful to me. And alongside that, Allah Ta'ala has done another action. The whole universe, Allah Ta'ala has distributed into different parts. Allah Ta'ala doesn't care if somebody is rich, somebody is poor, someone's in poverty, someone's wealthy, somebody has no food, somebody doesn't have children, somebody's got a lot of children, somebody's got a wife, somebody doesn't have a wife. Everyone's in a different position, different scenario, different conditions, circumstances. And everyone, Allah says, Fadhkuri. Fadhkuri, Allah says that be grateful to me. No, I'm poor. No, it's fine, you're poor. And no, you still have to do the same. No, you should be grateful I've given you money. No, Allah Ta'ala doesn't differentiate. No. Allah says that all is my makhluk, ajeeb, different circumstances. Everyone, all human beings are in a different scenario. Allah says, Fadhkuruni, Fadhkuruni. Remember me. Washkuruni, wala takfurun, be grateful to me. How dare you if you aren't grateful to me? If a person doesn't have eyes, he should be grateful. If he has eyes, he should be grateful. If he doesn't have legs, he should be grateful. If he doesn't have hands, he should be grateful. If somebody's ill, he should be grateful. Somebody's got a stomachache, should be grateful. Somebody's got tuberculosis, he should be grateful. If he's got health, he should be grateful. Everyone say Subhanallah in the same boat. Oh no, why should I be grateful? I am sick all the time. Subhanallah, yeah? Is this the case? Why should I be grateful? Look at my home, there's problems. He should be grateful if he's got palaces and big houses. You know, those who've got big cars, they should be grateful. I've got nothing to my name. We say this, don't we? We complain. And if somebody says to somebody else, that be grateful, I'll slap you. How dare you tell me to be grateful? He'll say to him, that you got so much money, and you're telling me, you're looking down at me. And he starts to reply to that person. Allahu Akbar. And the most richest person in the universe, the wealthiest and the most poorest, is saying, be grateful to Allah. Subhanallah. Ya Rasulullah, how are you grateful? You don't have food, you don't have nothing at home, you have nothing, no possessions. Yes, I don't have anything. I have nothing. But if I desire, then my Mawla, you see this gold in this mountain in front of me, he turn it to gold. Say Subhanallah. This was the Prophet, of Fatima. He said this to Fatima. Radiallahu anha, Ya Rasul, we don't have anything. Rasulullah said, you know this prayer mat of yours, shall I take gold out from beneath it? Shall I take gold out from beneath it? Or do you want to be the head of the women of Jannah? She said, that leave the gold beneath and keep me, let me stay as the woman of Jannah. So do we want to be grateful or ungrateful? That will there be a complaint on our tongues? Ongoing? Will we complain ongoing? Tell me. Yes, we don't even have the desire to be grateful. Do we want Jannah or Jahannam? We don't even differentiate between these two. I'm telling you the truth. That we have no interest. What do you want? Just I need a job. Employment. He doesn't want Jannah, paradise. So give the job then. No. I need a chokri as well. I need a wife. So both. Allah gives job and wife. Oh, I need children. Allah gives children. No, I need obedient children. Allah gives obedient children. No, I need a daughter. Allah gives a daughter. No, I need a son. They'll stop somewhere at least and say, Allah, I'm happy now. Satisfaction. We think, we consider that we'll get wealth and we'll be grateful. The more ungrateful people in the world we have, they are wealthy, wealth increases, and being ungrateful increases. Oh, at least the person who is poor, he doesn't have food in his stomach, if he says something from his mouth, and he makes a complaint. But you wealthy person, you've hoarded, gathered, collected, saved. You got so much, and even your face is disfigured. Always your buta, your face is always twisted. Yeah, towards the left. Always complain. Never is their face straight. These people, miserly and sinful wealth. Never. Yes, they'll have a lot of wealth, a lot of money. Have you got any money? No, I've got nothing, I'm poor. Oh, I need to give this much to this person, that person. We'll tell people that I need to give to others. I'm in debt. Allahu Akbar. Ajeeb story we have, me and you. Then we say that we want to become walis of Allah, I want to go to Jannah. I say, brothers, Jannah is a big thing. Be grateful to Allah. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give us adab, punishment due to us being ungrateful. All the adab that was given to the previous nations was due to one action, which was being ungrateful and thankful to Allah. Not being grateful. Allah gave a warning to the women due to the action of being ungrateful and thankful. Allah knows that they'll do ibadah, do wazifa, recitation, prayer, and do chilla, and they'll do tasbihat, and they'll knock the tasbih. But Allah Ta'ala has given them the order that, but the action of being ungrateful never ends. Yes, some point of being unthankful emanates, is visible. So brothers, if we want to be something, we need to learn to be grateful. Shukr. To do shukr. And what is shukr? What is the action of being grateful? To be grateful to Allah. thankful to Allah. Allah Ta'ala has stopped the drought here. Allah says, don't look at your hal, because you have to be grateful in every condition. Look at this big point. If you don't get a job, be grateful to Allah. In every condition, scenario, be thankful to whatever situation you're in, be thankful. The point is coming, and I'll request that please listen. It's very important and great point, and a high point will come. That's come to my mind. Subhanallah. So it's not our right. We don't have any right. We have no status. We have no right. We cannot say that we deserve to do this, that we cannot complain even a small minute amount to our Rabbul Kareem, subhanAllah. Nobody in any condition, any scenario, rather whatever condition we're in, we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. That's when the person attains success. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the point. So how can a person be grateful? Shall I tell you the cure? You know, that's our style, the method of the Sufi. MashaAllah, we say fully what is the disease and the illness, then I give the cure from the Quran and the Hadith, so we can implement the cure. Say the cure, share the cure, so that everyone can become grateful and thankful to Allah. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. InshaAllah, the servant will become thankful to Allah, and you will leave the masjid as the grateful and thankful servant to Allah. Such a wazifa, I'll tell you. Do you want to hear that wazifa? The lesson, oh, you should wait until next Monday and bring your friends as well. Then I'll see who comes. That person who's grateful. And now I'll realize, isn't it, that next Monday, okay, let's delay till next Monday. No, let's leave till tomorrow. Where's our dhikr tomorrow? Makki Masjid. Come to Makki Masjid. Then we'll see, rather, are you grateful and have appreciation for being a shakir? Not that you'll get in Masjid al-Fulah. Isn't it, Mawlana Sahib? You'll have to go to the next majlis. You'll have to meet in the next majlis. My brothers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, his practice, azim sunnah, great sunnah. To become grateful, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 3 statements, subhanallah. If a man implements these three points, a unique wazifa, unique action, then alhamdulillah, he won't just be grateful to Allah, he'll become the awli Allah, the wali Allah. He doesn't need to wake up all night long. You know, we wake up all night long, do this and that, pray this and keep the fast. This is all deception. We don't come towards the real point. We suppress and we hide the ilm from people. This is the real journey and this is the real action to Allah. These are treasures. These are treasures. These are pearls through which we can attain Allah Ta'ala's nameness. 3 words. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that these are the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah. And the whole life of the Sahaba Ikram, noble companions, were this. And they were all thankful and grateful to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Nobody complained, I don't have food today, no bread today, my stomach is empty. Even if they had nothing empty, they said nothing. The Ashabi Sufa, their home, their family, their wife, they were independent. What do they do? Nothing. What do you eat? What do you drink? I will eat and drinking. What do they say? That we just keep an eye on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then our hunger is satisfied. Our hunger evaporates, thirst evaporates. They knew, Rasulullah sallam knew that these are my fakirs, these are my followers, these are my lovers. Rasulullah sallam knew, and he knew that they don't eat, they don't have drink, nothing to have, nothing to eat or drink. Alhamdulillah, he was a sheikh. Sometimes the food would come, a bowl, and Rasulullah sallam would go and call my blessed companions. Subhanallah, ajib dawat, that I was hungry, and I was wondering that I'd get this food to fulfill my hunger. There's one bowl of milk, and Rasulullah sallam is calling all the marids, all the sahaba. Subhanallah, does the sheikh sometimes does is that all everybody come is dawah today, invitation. And he thought, oh, I'm stuck. That I just call Hazrat, and he's called everyone, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be patient if ever this opportunity comes. Everyone's stomach will be filled, inshallah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, don't have doubt. If you give my dawah, if you invite me, then I'll call everybody. But I don't do this because the people are afraid. So my brothers, my colleagues, that Rasulullah had regard and cared about his darvish and his companions. He never said that go and do this and that. Why? He said, fine, you stay seated. Was the ibadah was great, Ashab Sufa. That we just want to see the Prophet hear his words and embrace his words and kiss them. We have no other action. If we get food, fine, we'll eat. If we don't, we'll just sit here. No problem. These were the true Sufis, mashallah. Never did they complain, there's no food. We say if the food hasn't come in the afternoon, what sort of khanka is this? There's no food, there was mircha, lot of spices in the evening. When the khanka, our khanka would run, subhanallah. Then there were darvesh who would come like this. They would complain. Yes, this is a mashallah old system. They would come and stay. Now, mashallah, that but they've become grandfathers probably. Those children, they were children before, now they've probably become grandfathers now, after such a long time. They used to say, oh, there's no good food. We have to make good food for them according to their desires and like to give them good food, give them parathas and eggs in the morning. In the evening they say, oh, no, we have roast. We eat roast. So these are the Sufis, alhamdulillah. They're, okay, at least they were doing the work. Yes, there are all different types of people come to the Khanqa, alhamdulillah, people who eat and drink or need things. MashaAllah, they were fulfilled. So the point that I'm making is that insan, the human being, when he doesn't try himself for something, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't help. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says that you need to select the right path, adopt the right path, that we want to attain Allah's nearness in this world and depart. Then ask the tariqah, with which method? Don't make the method yourself, that with which method can we attain Allah's nearness and attain Allah's pleasure, Allah's radha? Then the wali Allah prescribes this, because they've attained this already. So Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three statements, such statements through which a person can become a grateful servant of Allah. You will have heard this, alhamdulillah, this is not some new facts. We're just revising, repeating these old hadith, the verses of the Quran that you read, I read. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that, O people, that always look after those who are lower than you in status. Those who are lower in status than you, look at them, look after them. Don't look after and run after those who are higher than you in status. Allah, what a great point. That those who are lower than you in status, in the dunya, look after them, look towards them. Don't look at those people who are higher than you in status. Because Allah Ta'ala, if He has given you a ni'mah, otherwise you'll be ungrateful for that ni'mah. So always look towards those who are below you, or less well off than you, or have less than you. Don't look at those who are more well off than you. Otherwise you'll be ungrateful for the ni'mah Allah has given to you. What a great cure. That don't look at the Mercedes. Look at that person who's cycling on the bike. Allahu Akbar. So don't look at that person who's walking. Look at that person who doesn't have feet. Yes, he's also sitting down. Don't look at the one who's higher than you. Look at the one who's lower. Hazrat Imam Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi, great Sheikh and scholar of his time, and he was with his murid, and they passed by a big palace, and the murid, the student, looked at the big house, and he was a Sheikh, Sufyan Thawri, with him, and he said, the Sheikh, he said his name to the student, why are you looking at this palace or mansion? Look towards he who has given this palace to that person, because otherwise everything you've got that will go as well, evaporate. Subhanallah. So don't look towards the heights or what you don't have. Don't seek that, rather look towards that you have already and those who don't have what you've got. What was his maqam? Subhanallah, as I said, all the maqamat are according to shukr. When he passed away, Hazrat Imam Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullah alayhi, then he was looked at. He was seen, he was questioned, his murid, his student, asked him question, Hazrat, after he passed away, and his student asked, Hazrat, what happened to you after you died? That the nights of the qabr, the strictness in the grave, the soil, the dust. How did your first night pass in the grave, Sheikh? And he replied, that which grave are you talking about? That grave that I went into, that was a portion of paradise. Subhanallah. He said, huh? He said, yes. He looked and he saw from one tree to the other tree and he's floating in paradise. Subhanallah. On one tree, then he's on another tree, and the Jannah is open for him. He said, Hazrat, what's this, Sheikh? How did you get this status, maqam? He said, I got this status when? When then he laughed and smiled. When I was grateful and thankful to Allah, I attained this reward. Allahu Akbar. This is the maqam for those who are thankful to Allah, grateful to, not those who cry and complain. We don't have this. Why is it stated? Why did Rasulullah say that look at those who are lower than you, well off, less well off than you? Always you'll have pain in your stomach when you look at other people's things. Isn't this the case? That if your factory is running, you look at others' factories and it's more prosperous. Whose is this? Oh, this jumper's selling. He's selling more of this. He's manufacturing more than this. Your own business is flourishing. Then you'll get a stomachache. And then if your relatives, then you'll start fighting, dispute. And then there'll be a fight between the wives, and there'll be fight between the children. Then the partnerships will end, the relationships will end. On this one point, that why is his business flourishing and my business is lower or less prosperous than his? He's got a better car than me. New car, I'll get this car as well. Oh, someone to get this. And he can't afford it. So what will he do? He'll get it on interest. Don't tell Hazrat Sahib, I've got it on higher purchase. If Hazrat Sahib will realize, even despite the fact Allah knows, but he takes the car out on interest. on hire purchase. He's got a nameplate, a private plate, then he gives all his children a private plate. Is this not amongst our community and society? Tell me the truth. Is this shukr? Being grateful? Allah is saying that, look, the ni'mah, and listen to this point here. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the ni'mah that Allah has given to you, that you've already got, your appreciation for this will end and Allah will be displeased. And that man who is ungrateful, who's not thankful, that means he's got the ni'mah already that Allah has given to him. Subhanallah. This is the point. This is the point. Remember this point. That if someone's poor, lower than you, then alhamdulillah, Allah has given him a ni'mah, and that ni'mah is what? That is, Allah has kept him below the status of someone else. That is in reality Allah's ni'mah. And he doesn't know, the person who's less well off, he doesn't realize that you have been protected from hundreds of thousands of adhabs. That if you were on the higher stage or more wealth, that due to the wealth and riches, he has wasted so much. He's lied, committed fraud, earned haram, consumed haram, taken people's rights. Allah saved you from that, kept you lower. That I don't want you to pass through those tests and sins. Subhanallah. What do you know, that man who you think you can see his money and wealth and houses, you trying to emulate him, imitate him, you want to do fraud due to him. So what's that? The foolish person, when his hisab will happen, he will stand in front of Allah. Then he will have to account for all of these things, and you won't be able to account for these things at that time. Say Subhanallah. So don't look too far away. Do you want to look above you or below you? That think about your maqam, the qabr, or do you want to think about, oh, I want to be prosperous today? So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam created that awareness for thereafter. And today, the day before today is gone, today is gone, but he'll be stood for the hisab, that this money was, how did it come? How did you earn this? Hisab will take place, accounting. How much did you lie for this money? How much did you trick others? What did you say to this person, that person? And will he give hisab? Allah will say that the ni'mas that came to you, that I made you lighter than this, Allah will say, I haven't given you that wealth. He's eating roti chapati and you're also eating chapati. Your stomach is filled and his stomach is also filled. He sleeps and you also sleep. But he has got a big burden on his head, Allah's put a burden on his head, and he's become ungrateful. And after that, even then he's ungrateful because his stomach is not filled. It's not filled. If today, even if he gets 10 factories, manufacturing outlets, and people are working for him, even today if he sees somebody else, then he says, oh, I should be here on this level. How comes he's so wealthy and he's achieved? I need to be like him and I need to try harder. And then he can't achieve that. Then Allah gives him the punishment of being unthankful. Allah puts him into haram, lying, interest, fraud, deceit, and into games. But what is he? He's ungrateful. It increases. And where will the end come? But he'll never be satisfied. A person will all be satisfied that time. Where Allah has kept him? And he says, Allah, shukr Allah, I'm grateful to you, Allah. Yes. That Allah gives you a wife who argues with you, who criticizes you. Forgive me. But there are wives like this, aren't they? That you come home, slap or a hit. MashaAllah. And if she doesn't agree with you, she fights with you. What's the maqam there? Be grateful to Allah. Why? That Allah has given me such a good wife that she has corrected my nafs. Aha, subhanAllah. And I tell you the facts of the Hazrat, Hazrat Mirza Mazhab Jani rahmatullah, said that my wife has made me the wali, pious due to her. And what would she say? Such a great sheikh, Hazrat Mirza Mazhab Jani. Somebody came, knocked on the door. He said, is Hazrat there? She said, which Hazrat? Which sheikh? He said, Hazrat, my sheikh. Go run away. I know you, Hazrat. What kind of Hazrat is this? Oh, that man, you talking about him? Go and look. You'll be here. You think, huh? His jaw dropped. Ammaji, how can the wife, she's saying this about such a great wali of Allah? She's criticizing. He went into this thinking, he saw Hazrat Mirza Mazhar Janjana stood, sat on a lion, and he's got the stick on his hand. He's coming from the jungle. Allah showed him that this is the, so that his aqidah doesn't get weak, because the murid is weak. That the wife is criticizing, swearing, my sheikh, okay, break the bed, let's go somewhere else. He can't be a sheikh if the wife is ridiculing him. Don't fall in this trap. Because the weak murid, he thought, if the household has got problems, that how can he be a wali wala outside? That he couldn't even correct his household. But Allah Ta'ala shows the maqam. So now, he saw the Hazrat on the lion, Hazrat that kashf, and said, what is it? You must be thinking that how did I control the lion? How comes I've got a snake in my hand, but the wife is not in my control? And he smiled. He said, madman, that this is from Allah. Allah gives these tests. I'm thankful to Allah millions times over that Allah Ta'ala has kept me in this test and challenge. And he was so grateful to Allah when he was about to pass away. His special murid was called. He said, listen, He was summoned. He specially said, listen, can maintain one action after I depart from this world. Look at the words of the Wali of Allah. What do we do? He said that, remember, be careful of one thing, that all my life long I never kept my wife unhappy. Aha! Imagine his hal. He said, in my whole life I never kept my wife unhappy. Just a little bit she gets angry quickly. I'm assigning her to you. Remember, on the Day of Judgment, if you want to be with me, then you need to serve her, help her, whatever she says, but don't make her unhappy. Displease, don't displease her. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because he was thankful. Subhanallah, that Allah has given me my wife, then most definitely this is a great asset for me, a great gift for me. We are angry. Why isn't Allah giving me a wife like this? Whatever you get, alhamdulillah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives to us, whatever status we're on, when she comes, if we jump further, then we're going to haram. We're going to disobedience, dalalat, wretchedness and darkness. And the person who stays there says, alhamdulillah, in Islam, we don't look for progression in material things. No. Allah says, I want you to be grateful. Because with being grateful, you get the progression. Shakartum lazidannakum. Allah says, the progression after being thankful is whatever maqam you're grateful on. From that maqam, Allah says, I will make increase your sustenance from there. On one shop you are thankful, then the other shop, alhamdulillah, Allah says, I'll give you halal, lawful. When that increases, that will be different. That shop that increases, that will be different. That business, when it will grow, it will be different, unique. Subhanallah. Have you seen this? So this is shukr, being grateful to Allah. So my brothers, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gives us ibadat, worship, salah, dhikr, everything Allah Ta'ala states. But a person gets it from the batin. He attains Allah's nearness from the batin. If our internal inner state is not pure, it's not clean, we cannot attain Allah's nearness. If our qalb is not pure, we cannot attain Allah's nearness. Allah Ta'ala will not be attained. And this is just paint outside. We'll waste this as well, our ibadah. So be very careful, very cautious. After today, inshallah, I'll try my hardest to be grateful to Allah for everything. Not just from the tongue. Rather, alhamdulillah, praise Allah, we implement it physically. We physically implement this. And straight away in the court of Allah, Allah, we are pleased with you, happy with you. Be grateful like this, subhanallah. Be grateful so much like this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, subhanallah, that from our tongues always we should be saying that Allah, whatever you have given to me, whatever you have given to me, I, please Allah, make me so firm on it, so happy and satisfied, that totally I understand that this is written in my destiny. This is what I was to attain. This was my destiny, my muqaddar. And please Allah, give me rada on this, subhanallah. End of story. That's it. Just ask from Allah. Just ask from Allah. Then after that, you won't run left and right, here and there, nothing. Just Allah, you've written this in my destiny. Allah, make me happy and satisfied with what you give me, my destiny. If you make me ill and I haven't got anything, if I'm high or low, whatever halat condition I'm in, Allah, but please don't stop me from your ibadah. Please don't prevent me doing your prostration. Don't prevent me doing your dhikr. Don't prevent me reciting your Quran. Let me continue my life and be grateful to you and thankful by Allah Ta'ala. Give us all the tawfiq ability to be grateful and thankful, and make us a grateful and thankful servant of Allah. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.